the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Like you'll go person, woman, man, camera, TV. So it's person, woman, man, camera, TV. Okay, that's very good.
You think we look pretty good together? You think my shoes are made of leather? But I'm a substitute for another guy. I look pretty tall, but my heels are high. The simple thing you see are all complicated. I look pretty young, but I'm just backdated, yeah. Substitute your lies for facts. I see you right through your plastic mask. I try going forth, but I keep walking back. My fine-made suit is really made out of sack. I look pretty tall, but my heels are high. The simple thing to see are all complicated. I look pretty young, but I'm just backdated, yeah. I was born with a plastic spoon in my mouth. The north side of my town faces and the eastward faces south. And now you dare to look me in the eye. Those crocodile tears will watch you cry. It's a genuine problem, you won't try to work it out at all, just pass it by, pass it by. Substitute me for him. Substitute my coke for gin. Substitute before my mom. At least I'll get my washing done. Substitute your lies for facts. I see right through your plastic mask. I try going forth, but I keep walking back. My fine looking suit is really made out of sack.
Hi Retrospect fans, Phil Gray here with episode 430 of your weekly taste of 60s global garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, psychedelia, proto-punk. It's all right here on Retrospect. In this episode 430, it is packed with obscure 60s garage, but we got it underway with a fairly well-known band and a really well-known song. American band out of Minneapolis, they are called The Litter. It's off their debut studio album, Distortions, released 1st of May 1967 on Cleopatra Records. That album, known for their hit single Action Woman, we had a cover of The Who's Substitute.
Big surge in New Zealand, so you know, it's terrible. We don't want that.
Let's go a little bit more obscure. Here is a band on Ron Dak Records called The Contacts. 7-inch 45 from 1966. This is the A-side, One of These Days.
Thank you. retrospect 60s garage punk radio.
I'm here to preach the gospel as simply, as urgently as I possibly can, because I believe that the world is heading toward a rendezvous with catastrophe unless we turn to God.
American 60s garage tracks. The Contacts, One of These Days, got it underway. Then a band called One of Ours. Ours with an H. It's the A side of a 45 from 1967 on Chetwood Records. Tracks called Feel the Pain. The first of two 45 from One of Ours. Also an album called When You Hear the Music, It's Yours. So One of Ours from Lexington, Kentucky. And then a band called Dwight Douglas and the Jayhawkers. But they weren't really. It was in fact band Lenny and the Thundertones under a pseudonym. So Lenny and the Thundertones formed 1959 in Detroit. Classmates at Redford High School, situated across the road from a record shop called Bell Records. The owner of that shop became their manager. We had this band's 45 from 1965 called Interstate 45. And then there was a later compilation of material on Norton Records.
There are many people today who know how to use God's name. When they take a hammer and they hit their hand, they know how to say God blankety blank blank.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
More obscure garage out of the States. This band is called The Furniture. I haven't found anything about the band. This track is called I Love It Baby. Check out the Kinks references.
Don't be shy, feel me when I hold you much too near me, cause I love it, baby. You convince me nightly with your arms around me tightly that I love it, baby. The only person that means so much, the only girl I love to touch. Exciting that I love it, baby. I love it, baby. I love it, baby. I love it, baby.
You finally got everything. What pain and sorrow is all a bad love brings. There are lots of things in life I'd change. So many, many more I'd rearrange. So I pretend when all I do is lose. Everything's gone, well baby, all my hope and pride. No, 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 you can't run away. No, no, girl, you better not climb on. Emptiness follows you every place you go. It doesn't matter, cause you don't know. You go. it doesn't matter, 'cause you don't know.
A lot of different groups, United States, Canada, Mexico, not happy about that.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Get up in the morning, feeling low and blue. I think that I'm still living, and a new day's starting to. I'm on the job at 8 o'clock, depressed, dirty and shrewd. I feel a knocking in my brain as I sit and drive this train. And on track six, death lies ahead in wait. I admit I'm a coward and afraid of life, 'cause I've done such wrong. To myself I think I'll be known after this, just for traveling a wrong line like I did in life. Oh, just for traveling a wrong line like I did in life. Wrong, 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 wrong line. Wrong, 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 wrong line.
It's my life.
Wrong, 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 wrong
line.
I'm a guy.
Tremendous if you're into this. Tremendous.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast.
Make me feel so-
set of four obscure North American garage tracks. The Furniture, top of the set, with I Love It Baby, very much drawing on riffs from the Kinks, particularly Tired of Waiting. Then we had a band out of Canada called The Quiet Jungle, formed in Toronto 1965. They had early success as a pop band, also with novelty songs. They recorded an album for ARC Records of entirely cover versions before venturing into psychedelic rock and having the track Ship of Dreams fairly well known for. They performed under the name The Secrets and also anonymously recorded the cover album devoted to the Monkees called A Little Bit Me, I'm a Believer, She Hangs Out, plus nine other tail hanger favourites. They also, get this, recorded a children's album, The Story of Snoopy's Christmas. The band, though, The Quiet Jungle. We had a track called Everything. Also out of Canada, The Quid from Winnipeg. Formed 1964, bunch of musicians performing together at the Twilight Teen Club. And wrapping the set, also from Canada, The King Bees. Bees with two Z's. Founded in Edmonton, Alberta, by a guy called Ron McLaughlin, who was actually from Port Glasgow, Scotland. We took the B-side of their first single. The A-side was She Belongs to Me. The B-side, of course, The Magnificent Gloria. Global Garage. Coming up next.
Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play new Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
I'll put a picture of these guys up on our Instagram and Facebook. They're called Los Polaris, or the Polars. They're out of Spain. Formed in El Manu, Barcelona, end of 1964. Very short career, 64 to 67, but along with Los Savajes, Los Shakers, and Los No, considered a big influence in Spanish rock music. So this is Los Polaris with Quiero Que Me Quieras. Give me some lovin'.
Some others. Mexico was worse. It's terrible.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Hey! eres tú, amor chatarre. Sé que debo pronto resignarme, pues yo sé que eres muy perversa, que de mi amor quieres burlarte. Muy perversa, si lo sé. Si es que siempre tú has sido mala, con mi amor tú siempre has jugado. Ya no debo de pensar en ti, pues mujer perversa serás siempre.
So important.
The Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Podcast.
Spanish language tracks. We had Los Polaris top of the set with their cover of Give Me Some Lovin'. Then a band called Los Sportmen. They're out of Mexico, one of the more obscure Mexican bands. Two LPs, two 45s. Those 45s both on Orpheon Records, both from 1970. We had a track called Mujer Perversa. Then, wrapping the set, Los Golden Stars out of Peru. 1968 LP called Angel. The track we had, Pasto Verde, off that album, also released as a single, backed with Alto en Nombre del Amor. So peruse Los Golden Stars.
Psychedelic September, coming soon on Retrospect.
Here's a band out of Greece. Picture and information up on our Facebook and Instagram. Formed in 1966, they're called the Lubog, L-O-U-B-O-G-G. Bunch of high school students. The name Lubog, interesting, L-O-U-B-O-G-G. In fact, it's no more clever than incorporating loo, what the English might call a toilet, and bog, which is a more slang term for a toilet. They added the two G's inspired by the Beatles, somehow, and came up with the Lubog. So first of their 45s, they had four in total. This is the Lubog with She's Cool.
Elle voudrait bien, elle aussi, devenir célèbre. C'est Dani.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir, Dani. Dani, il y a un peu plus d'un an, tu étais mannequin.
Oui.
Tu faisais des photos et subitement, tu as décidé de chanter. Pourquoi ?
Bah parce que je trouve ça drôle.
Tu trouvais ça drôle. Tu as enregistré deux disques qui ont pas mal marché.
Oui.
Et tu fais maintenant ta première tournée.
Oui, avec Adamo.
Avec Adamo, c'est un bon début. Que vas-tu nous chanter ?
La machine.
Je me suis acheté une machine qui ne fabrique rien. Chaque fois que j'y mets 20 centimes, elle me répond merci bien. Il y a des boutons partout, les boutons moi ça me rend dingue. Je les appuie tout d'un coup, ça fait plus de bruit qu'un flingue. Je me suis acheté une machine à tuer l'ennui. Mais la seule chose qui m'ennuie, c'est qu'elle me pique mes centimes. Je me suis acheté une machine à reculer le temps. Je la mets dans ma cuisine, pour les œufs c'est épatant. Il y a des lumières partout, le néon moi ça me rend dingue. Je les allume tout à coup, elles se reflètent sur le zinc. Je me suis acheté une machine à hydroflexinus. Elle prévoit tout ce qu'on devine, y
y a un cerveau à rébus. Je me suis acheté une machine, je ne peux plus m'en séparer. Je me prends pour ma machine et je ne sais plus rêver. Mais je sais qu'un jour viendra, c'est sûr, je prendrai le dingue. Je la jetterai loin de moi pour ne plus voir ce batrague. Je me suis acheté une machine qui ne fabrique rien. Un gadget, un coup de centime, sans doute j'en avais besoin. Sans doute j'en avais besoin. Sans doute j'en avais besoin.
Psychedelic September, coming soon on Retrospect.
Un porte-dé,
tout en or massif.
Un porte-dé,
bourré d'explosifs.
Un porte-dé,
à retardement.
Un porte-dé,
avec 32 dents.
Un porte-clés
avec dessiné un autre porte-clés.
Un porte-clés
avec une photo.
Un porte-clés
de Brigitte Bardot.
Un porte-clés
qui parle d'amour.
Un porte-clés
servant de tambour.
Un porte-clés,
la colonne Vendôme pour les clés du royaume.
C'est n'importe quoi,
c'est n'importe clé.
C'est n'importe quoi,
je veux le trouver.
C'est n'importe quoi,
laissez-moi chercher.
C'est n'importe quoi. Un porte-clé
avec une belle fille.
Un porte-clé
sentant la vanille.
Un porte-clé
datant de Louis XI.
Un porte-clé
coulé dans du bronze.
Un porte-clé
avec pour l'attacher un autre porte-clé. Avec du café.
Un porte-clé
avec chaque paquet.
Un porte-clé
au train où ça va.
Un porte-clé,
c'est sûr qu'on verra. Verra un jour un porte-clé pour un 45 tours.
C'est n'importe quoi,
c'est un porte-clé.
C'est n'importe quoi,
c'est un porte-clé.
That is French band Les Porte Clefs. Now, talking about obscurities, this one really obscure. The band is called Les Porte Clefs. The song also called Les Porte Clefs, which I believe means the key rings. 1966 7-inch on CBS Records. I don't know why the band name and the song name are the same thing. Maybe it's some sort of promotional thing. I don't know, but I certainly like the track. Before them, another really cool one out of France. The artist is called Dani, or Danny. 7-inch 45 EP from 1967, released on Ducreté Thompson label. Dani with a track called La Machine. And if you go onto YouTube and look up Dani, D-A-N-I, La Machine, video is really cool. Great track. Top of the set, the Lou Bowl. Did what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Yeah.
Well, we've had a bunch of global garage. Let's get back to English-speaking content. This band out of the States on a label called Richard County. Very obscure though, from June 1966. The band is called The Hot Beats. This track is called Listen.
You're gone.
Hi, this is Larry Morris from Larry's Rebels, and I'm with Phil Gray on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Larry's Rebels had lots of hits starting in 1965 with This Empty Place and culminating with songs like I Feel Good, Paint a Man, Do What You Gotta Do, Maureen, Let's Think of Something, that all charted in the top 10. Phil's going to play you one of our hits from the 60s.
This is Jamie from Sydney, Australia. Your non-stop 60s global garage punk is fueling the fire for our budding garage band here across the Dutch. So keep it coming.
First time love has made me play with fire. Oh.
That is Australia's The Black Diamonds, bringing us to the end of the show. Iconic piece of Australian garage, The Black Diamonds from Lithgow, active under a variety of names between 1959 and 1971, particularly well regarded for the track we had, I Want, Need, Love You, B-side of their first single, Australia's The Black Diamonds. Before them, New Zealand's Larry's Rebels. Formed in Ponsonby, Auckland, New Zealand, 1964. Lots and lots of singles here and in Australia. We had their cover of The Creation's Painter Man from April 1967. So that's it for Retrospect episode 430. And that wraps August's episodes. We're coming up to Psychedelic September. Seeing you out with American all-female group formed by a woman called Sha Vinej, lead guitarist and singer, had a group called the Tremolons in which she played all the instruments. Signed to Dunnett Records, changed the name to The Loved Ones, together through to 1969. So The Loved Ones, wrapping the show with an instrumental called Scratchy. That's it for this week. I'm Phil Gray. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for sharing episodes of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? Fine, but it's really not appropriate.